Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Give us one word to guess so they can guess who you are. One word.
All right. Delete that as well. Cut that out.
I feel like we're in couples now.
Yeah, how
do you feel?
I'll get it all out. I'm the wrong person to be giving you this fucking any sort of therapy.
Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a turn listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome.
Say welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, my drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12, so you can listen to more of us now on the Girl Out app or wherever you get your podcast. And you can also watch the podcast now. See our lovely special mystery guest.
Mystery guest of the week.
Give us one word to guess so they can guess who you are. One word. Listen.
All right.
I knew he said that. In my head, I was like, he's just going to go, all right. Like, what else do you want me to say? Who could it be?
We have video, which is weekly and uploaded to YouTube at 12 p.m. every day. And this week we have Valentine's guest, Dano. Oh, this is your third time here.
Second.
No, it's definitely more than that.
Second.
Third.
Is it?
Definitely.
We interviewed you on the night. It was me. You were sick or something.
I was away or something.
And it was just me and you.
You can count fourth if the time Shara came in dressed up as you, if you want.
No,
we're not counting that.
How did you feel about that?
Did you like the wig?
Weird. No, I didn't. I was out playing golf and I just got a face on, didn't I?
To be honest, the wig looks a bit like your hair.
No, it
now.
Doesn't.
Did you ever give him back the bottle of aftershave?
I had sideburns and all.
Oh, yeah, you did sideburns. You were like,
I don't have any sideburns.
The wig was huge on her head.
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing the aftershave today?
What? Zirkov?
Oh, that's what it is.
Zirkov.
He lost his aftershave in London.
Didn't lose.
I thought you were getting away with robbing.
Got robbed, yeah.
It got robbed, yeah. Where?
In London, when I was over playing Chelsea.
Who robbed it?
Don't know. One of the staff. Yeah. Didn't even bother.
I didn't know it was staff. Could have been anyone.
Because there was no one else on that landing bit.
Oh.
And there was no cameras.
So whoever knew, there was no cameras.
I'm trying to use me cards and all.
Oh, yeah.
Your bag got robbed?
Like a wash bag, but there was me cards. Some of me cards are in it.
How did you feel about playing Chelsea?
It's good.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a Valentine's episode. We're not going to interview you again because we've already done that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to do a little Judge Ellie.
Judge Ellie over here.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about petty arguments on last week's episode and the pettiest things that we could have thought of. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it because they were funny. We agreed with all of them, I think.
Most of them, yeah. Tana, I was talking about when you ate the last bit of my Dubai chocolate bar.
I didn't.
The one just recently?
No, the last. Oh, yeah. The one I cried.
Yeah, because I thought it was for me.
I know. You sat there and I said.
Like, imagine crying over the boy chocolate bar.
I get it though.
I created that in my own
just
bare
make
hands.
A new one.
But it's not that easy. You have to get canefe and all and
oh, wow.
Pistachio cream.
Go to the Asian.
You've never made. You can't get it in the Asian market.
No, whatever.
Turkish shop.
Yeah, or to buy chocolate.
And it's
bar.
In town. And I had this much left and I said, do not eat that. I want that when I come back. And you ate it. That's why
yeah,
I cried.
Yeah, anyway. So this week, we're going to hear the other side. So the boyfriend side of the argument will be heard today. Dana was here to argue his case. This is a real Judge Judy thing going on here. So I'm going to be the impartial judge and decide who's right and who's wrong. I'm probably going to take Charlene's side on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's be real, Dana.
Come I should on. Have my mate there as well.
Yeah. Who would you pick if you had to pick someone?
A mate?
Who would back you up? Like?
Back me up? Got a few.
Got a few of us.
I'm so popular.
All of them.
So there's going to be an issue spoken, like an issue said.
Yeah.
We're going to hear my stance, Dana's stance. Ellie's going to deliberate and have a think about how she feels, who made a better case, and a final decision is going to be made on who was in the right.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you not a dilemma, but a thing here. So a hot or a cold bedroom?
Cold.
Dana, I'll give you the floor first.
Cold.
Why?
Because as you get into the bed, you like to be all cold, and then as you put the blankets and all on, you like to get cozy and hot. So then you're just all right during the night.
No, why would you want to be cold? I want to be already snug as a bug in a rug, getting into bed. I want to be wearing my snuddy and cuddle up.
No, because then you're going to be sweating all night.
But I don't be sweating all
night. I know, because we're different. Like, I'm always cold, you know that?
Yeah, your hands are so limpid.
My hands and breathe. Feet are always cold.
Have you ever heard of the...
My Shayla.
Have you ever heard of the Scandinavian sleep method?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
It's two duvets basically on the bed. So your bed at home, it's two separate duvets.
Yeah.
They're just folded like outwards of each other. So you both have your own blanket. So if Shara wants to be real toasty and cozy, she'll have her own duvet. And then if you want to be like cold, you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can also get
really good for it.
You can also get electric blankets that only heat up on like one side and not the other.
See, I have a fear of them because my neighbour's house when I was younger went on fire over in the...
But I think maybe you should trial it. But then that's not really fun though, is it?
See, we're grand. Like, we just can't... Blanket. You cuddle me for 2 seconds and you have to leave because
you're like a radiator.
Well, I can't help that I'm so hot.
Like,
such a toasty bitch. She can't.
I'm just really warm. Like, but I'm not warm. Otherwise, I'm cold all the time. And then when I'm in bed, I radiate heat.
Do you like a cold pillow?
No.
Do you not?
Cold pillow sounded real. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I
like
flip it.
I like a cold pillow. I wouldn't mind the duvet now.
Flip it like
being
a
warm.
Yeah.
I just think bed should be warm. Like, sometimes I get the hairdryer and do.
Yeah, like, I like getting into like a. If you're cold, then getting into like a nice warm bed. But I like to be cold.
Do you never get into a cold bed and you're like, like your little legs?
Yeah, there's. No, not when they're cold.
You don't like.
I have to be warm already.
Do you?
Yeah. That's my case.
Well, I've made my case. There's no real case.
I know, can't there be a right and a wrong in that situation?
No.
You'll have to pick your own preference. Really.
Maybe it's just a preference.
What are you?
See, I walk around the house all the time, like head to toe with a hoodie dressing gown on me.
Yeah.
So I'm toasty all the time.
No, I don't like to be like that.
Do you know?
I'd be in my shorts and all.
See, I feel like men are like that anyway, wearing shorts all the time.
He was wearing shorts and had the radiator blast and I was like...
In the car?
Turn that off just because you're not appropriately dressed for the weather. I'm not having to live like a fucking... I was like, a tomato in the
you
car.
You can't dress yourself in the height of January.
Yeah. Literally a thin little cloth hoodie and a short.
Oh, no. Pants.
But it's whatever you need and want. So, like, if she's hot, oh, like, I want to be cold. Or if you're cold. It doesn't matter what I am.
No.
Because it's whatever she is, she's we right need to do.
This is like, I feel like we're in couples therapy.
Yeah, I'm what?
It's how you feel.
I'll get
the
it
wrong
all out.
Person to be giving you this fucking so you're any doing. Sort of therapy. That one, I don't think there's a wrong and a right person because I think that's just like a preference.
Prison for both.
Yeah, a personal preference. Ooh, women need more wardrobe space. How do we feel
What if we agree on this one? Would we?
Depends on the person, doesn't it? Because like some people don't really have loads of stuff, but she does. I don't mind giving her majority of the wardrobe because she has too much stuff.
Okay.
But I do need a little bit more.
Yeah, you need some space anyway.
Come on now. Honestly.
Watch extra space.
Watch
it railed, put over the door so you can hang more jackets.
Okay, where's
Dano's rail?
Thanks very much for your cheek.
Where's Dano's wardrobe in the house?
He actually has in the wardrobe now.
Oh, in his wardrobe.
Yeah, like it's a little bit like that.
I know.
And then I've got a little drawer.
And then you have hanging.
Hanging? Yeah, that's what I'm on about.
Yeah. And then,
and then one little section.
Yeah.
Where she's starting to put our bags and all. So.
And bags have ended up in the short.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh.
I need a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, you're going
to... Sorry, but no.
Are you going to give me a drawer?
But I'm after getting your rail.
And then when I'm buying stuff, she has to cheek to say, oh, you can't be buying that. There's loads more stuff. And then she buys stuff. But they just pop up out of nowhere.
You do buy something new for every event.
What? What do you mean?
For everything you go to, you always buy a new item.
Yeah, a nice top or a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah,
or something.
You have loads of stuff you don't need anymore. Do you do that for every
event? Are you serious?
It's my job.
Yeah, you need to back me up on this one now.
I think that women need more. I think women
yeah,
have
you do,
more.
You do, yeah.
Like, men don't have skirts and shorts and like, we have, like, all these variations of stuff, whereas men have, like, jeans.
Well, I agree, yeah, but I need some more space.
Oh. So, my list of things.
Yeah, do.
Well, I got you a rail for, I'll hang it where the washing machine is, and you can hang your hoodies along.
Okay, thanks.
So, we've come to some sort of compromise on this.
Yeah.
Right.
This court session is going amazing.
Very good.
This is going really, really well. Okay, this one might be very specific just for... I wonder who wrote this. Golf clubs being in the house.
I was going to bring that up, actually. What is wrong with golf clubs being in the house when... Like, my golf clubs would be just there in the corner, right? And whore stuff is everywhere. But she's coming at me about my golf clubs.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. Do you think the golf clubs look aesthetic? Like,
yeah, they look nice. Something
they
different.
They don't look nice.
Don't know.
They don't
something
look
different
nice.
Other than boxes or
something
shoes
different.
Or...
But
suitcases. Suitcases.
I think if it's an art project, something different. Like, it's just a golf club.
Yeah, but they're just in the corner. But
maybe you could get those them? Golf covers.
I'm not even
allowed to
stick
the club,
them on the landing.
Leopard print ones.
Oh, leopard
ones. No.
No, you can't. We got reported for
got reported for sticking them on the landing.
I saw them there when we were there. Are you not allowed to leave them there? Who reported you? They're hardly in the way.
I know, like.
What was the report?
They said these need to be removed
with
immediately.
With immediate effect. What did they think was going to happen?
You know?
Could you put them somewhere where you don't see them in the house?
No.
Not really.
Not
it's
really,
not space.
No.
Okay.
If we had a utility room, but the utility does exist, you open the door and the washing machine's in your face.
I know. Like.
So what are we going to do to compromise?
Well, they're
situation?
Gone already.
Oh, we've moved them.
Yeah,
moved them.
Dad's house.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind them being there. It's just an effort going and getting them, you know.
Okay.
So you I like the packs on me swing and all.
In the
house? Well, okay. You can keep one of them. In the house.
Sherry, what did you say?
Don't I don't know what's
watching.
Worse. Golf Life Legend. I'm
golf
sick
life
of
on
Golf
YouTube,
Life
yeah.
Legend.
Why?
What,
you don't
saying?
Even watch
what's
the
what?
Telly.
I'm sick of hearing Jimmy Bullard.
Who's he?
He's an ex-footballer that plays golf.
He's funny, but like I hear his voice too much in my head.
Soft lemons.
What?
Is that what you're talking about? God. We've come to the compromise that the golf clubs, they're not in your house.
Yeah.
In your mum and dad's house.
And you can bring one home if you really want. But I don't know what's worth practicing golf.
I
wanna,
like,
golf swing.
Why don't you buy
or shadow
them,
boxing?
I want a putting green on the balcony.
Yeah. Why okay, don't you buy that?
Okay.
Yeah, you can
get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah. Perfect.
Compromise.
But Dano, when you swing in the golf club, it is kind of like shadow boxing vibes. Like,
is it?
No, it's not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Swinging a golf club's cool.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
You got a glove.
Yeah.
He's like Michael Jackson. Little white, one white singular.
You're not afraid you'd let it go. And
no, like I'm all right.
I'm good. Like
yeah. I'm not bad.
I think swinging in midair needs to stop. With no golf, you're gonna
don't
when
look
you
at me.
When you have a club in your hand, it's fine. But when you have nothing, give it up. Stick to the other ball.
Just don't look at me.
Good love.
So what's the conclusion now?
Conclusion is they're in
already,
a house, they're just not
they're
in your house.
Yeah.
They're gone basically.
They're gone.
You lost that case.
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay.
That case is gone. The tasks in the house should be split like 50-50.
Okay. I do most of the tasks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Charlene's sitting
there. I name the task.
I
only
put on four washes the other day. Don't start.
Oh, wow. Like this.
What do you mean, oh, wow?
Like if I stick on whole wash or my wash or together, I'm not looking for like a sympathy or mm-hmm. you to say well done to me. She does. She looks for that.
Okay.
Like, oh, I did your washing. And what?
Thanks.
Yeah,
Marianne.
Thank you. But like, what, to get a 5 years?
But I'm just telling you, your wash is there. I'm not asking you to
well,
do
well, you're
like,
looking for a compliment or like...
No, I'm just alerting you to the fact that your wash is
that
ready.
You've done it.
my wash is ready. I can see it.
Folded and it's smelling lovely.
You've but, never folded my clothes.
Would you ever
once.
Not just like... Did you ever get to a point of like you just doing your own washing and you do your own washing? No, is that not a thing?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, because he's kit.
My kit,
I don't always have dark sometimes to wash.
Okay.
Yeah. Or else you bring it to the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Well, not doing that again because they ruined all my stuff.
Well, yeah. There's towels there now.
Not the dry cleaners. The local dry cleaner looked
the local
out,
one's
I sent
good,
it off
yeah.
to like an online one and they made all my clothes pink.
And did you get on to them and tell them?
No.
Why?
What can they do? Like,
reimburse
what
you.
Mean? Obviously, yeah, they made your clothes pink.
Is it a popular
it's
one?
Sign. Yeah.
I need to ask you the name because I was going to get onto them.
Yeah. And I pressed for it to be not mixed. It was actually, I got it was 10 kg of clothes, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
And towels and all. And it was like with deliver and collection on the same day if you need it.
Oh.
Well, I can't recommend.
Yeah, actually.
And it was like 50 euro, I think. Because my washing pile was that big that I was like, I'll pay the 50 euro. Just get
I do
it, like,
sometimes too.
Just to get rid of that bulk, like. And the big stuff I find hard because my washing machine is tiny, isn't it?
And hoodies and all.
If you do towels, you fit two towels in there. So I've done that anyway, turn it pink. But I think you originally, like, you do think I should do everything.
What do you mean?
In the house.
No, I don't.
Tasks. You have said that. You
think like a housewife.
No, I don't.
You do.
I said you need to get better at being a housewife.
Graham said,
she knows that.
Can
you
say that in 2025?
It's nothing against women.
Graham said,
you just need to be a better housewife.
He says I need to get up with my cooking business. I don't cook at all.
Yeah.
I've never cooked him a meal in my life.
Have you not?
No.
You've never cooked him a meal?
No. He cooks me banging meals.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
wrong with that.
I'm not a good chef.
I can me and Charlene shared it.
We actually do.
We sure.
The cooking?
Yeah.
Mine's
so
better.
One night you do, one night you do.
Yeah.
Mine's
see,
better.
I like to gaslight Graham and I say,
your meals are so nice.
Yeah, will you just do it because you're so much better. And he's like, you're gaslighting bitch. Or I'd
he
be
gets like that in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm like, I make steak. I think I was going to make steak in my house one night and I was like, will you just help me cook that because I don't really know how to do it. And
you're
he just
so
had to do it all.
Yeah.
He's like, you know exactly what you're doing.
I'll time you.
Yeah. See how fast
you do it. I know, like, you're just best off just doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, isn't it?
Me?
No, yeah, like you're just best off.
Who does all the cleaning at home?
Both.
Yeah, but like you never clean the bathroom.
No, no. You have. I just cleaned the bathroom yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was wondering why I look clean.
Aww. Nice.
See,
surprise,
I don't be going around saying, look, I'm at that cleaning the bathroom.
Well, you should tell me because I would love that.
Why?
Because I think that's lovely.
Acts of service.
Remember when you came home and you cleaned the gaff, I was slides.
Yeah, but then, you know, like, I'm not looking for.
I know, but I wouldn't have known that. Yeah. I just thought it was magically clean. I didn't know. I hadn't seen it in two days, so I wasn't sure how I left it.
No.
Oh,
so what was the question here? Are we getting off so attractive?
Tasks in the house should be split.
Yeah, we actually agree in this. Yeah. I just thought you weren't going to say because of the housewife comment.
No. You live together, they should be 50-50.
Yeah, 50.
You need to be better house husband.
Well, you're only saying that to be...
So you think you're perfect?
No.
I'm going to get back at you now.
No, but you do need to be better.
You know you do as well, though. Kitchen roll...
You said you know... You
kitchen roll lasts all of 2 seconds, because then I don't know what cloth is.
I'm a weapon with
there's
kitchen roll.
There's no cloth.
There is cloth.
I'd rather use a kitchen towel than a cloth.
Okay, I wash my hands in the kitchen. We have a towel in the kitchen. I won't fucking touch it. It makes me sick.
Just there for a week.
Oh, I'd rather the smell off it and all the thing can crawl out of the drawer. Yeah. I'd rather use a million kitchen towels.
Yeah, it's easy to put in the bin then.
Yeah, I whip those things off. Yeah. Go through them like I don't know what.
Munchie does plenty.
The towel should only be used for like drying your hands and all.
Yeah, mine is still minging.
Yeah, but no, she's talking about cleaning and all that.
No, it's just drying your hands, but the thing still makes me...
Yeah, but you're not going to get a new towel every day.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's why she's kitchen towel.
Like your family, like...
But Dan, like, I think you do need to learn how to clean sometimes. I think you think cleaning is just like wiping.
There's a difference between tidying and cleaning.
Yeah, you're a better tidier than me. But I'll make things look good.
Yeah. By covering them with things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By lifting the carpet.
Yeah.
I'll get
into the and all this.
But I'll get in a cleaner mood for like an hour and then just go for it.
And then be, okay.
Then just be done with it.
Yeah, be bored after that. Yeah.
Kind of get that.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's going to be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New episode tonight at 9, only on Lifetime.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Okay, have you got your own ones?
This is for, no, my ones now are for yous to know. Oh, knows you better.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
How he's going to know who's saying for, are you going to say it at the same time?
Say your name.
Yeah, you've said
so, you know the answer. Say your name.
Okay. What is...
Don't let me win, will you? Don't be fucking... I'll never have you on the podcast again, okay?
What is my mom's second name?
Donna? Me, Morphy.
Don't know, are you for real?
Ellie.
Hate name.
Like, Anastasia.
No. I hear.
Your mom's second name.
Your mom's her maiden name.
Donna. What's maiden? The second name?
Like her name
middle
before
name.
She was married.
Oh, a name before she got married.
I actually don't know. Nadia. Jeez,
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't Klinger, everyone.
Klinger?
Never, ever.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
No, Nini.
My mom's listening.
Oh, yes. Now, you have never, ever told me
that. Yes, I have. I've told
you. You have never.
I've told you.
Yeah, you both know that. Yeah.
It's a hard name.
I did not. Yeah, come on. Cut a bit of slack here, sir.
I know, like, delete that as well.
Delete that as well.
Cut that out.
What is my middle and confirmation?
Maria.
And confirmation name?
Anastasia.
Maria Anastasia.
Yeah.
Can we have a half point?
We can have a half a point.
Yeah. Okay. What is my star sign?
Ellie, Leo.
So quick.
Would you have got that?
Yeah, like, but like.
Would you have got it?
Sorry, Donna.
We need to both have a piece of paper. I don't even know my own star sign.
You're Libra.
Libra.
So you're very placid.
Yeah. Don't be getting deep with these questions now.
I'm not. What is my favourite film?
Ellie.
Nothing.
The
Oh, me. Great Showman.
No.
Oh, I love that, but no.
The Travelling Pants.
Yes, yeah, Sisterhood of the Travelling Pants.
Travelling Pants.
Something to do with pants or something.
Sisterhood of the Travelling Pants.
Yes.
No, I'm never ever going to get that.
What's my like pet peeve, like something I hate?
Ellie, someone eating loud.
No, I don't mind that because I eat loud. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's something fine.
Pet peeve.
Something that, I know, it pisses me off.
You have a lot. We do rants of the week.
I know, yeah.
Shit. Your pet peeve.
What is my
slowness?
She doesn't even know. She going, what's
I know,
my
like, you have loads. Like, yeah. You need to be more accurate.
Do you mean more?
Rudeness is definitely up there.
Rude. I hate rude people.
So what is it?
Rudeness, I'd say.
You just made that up.
We keeping track of our points. What are we on?
I'm on 4.
Yeah, you're shy on 4.
I haven't counted. Who's got what?
2-2.
Is it?
Well, you can have a 3-2.
Yeah.
I just seen this on the internet. What are your pet and nicknames for each other?
Ellie, one is called, one is Sally or something. No. Someone called someone Sally.
No.
It is.
Explain what Sally
What's the Sally thing?
Sally is just like, if I say something like, I don't know. If I'm eating something.
Yeah.
She'd say, Sally, that's unreal.
Fuck off. Like,
it can be used for
everything.
I made, like,
did you make it up?
Between my group of friends.
Oh, you
I don't know how she got a hold of it.
Because you I said it to you.
So, like, and then she sends
me a picture and I says Sally, like.
Like, looks good. Like,
Sally. Just Sally. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a name. I was like, oh, some weird pet names going on over there.
No.
Well, it's Angel.
What else?
Well, you call me Angel. I sometimes call you Angel.
Yeah.
Shayla. New one.
What's the old one from COVID time?
Dinky.
Dinky and Tiara.
Because it was
Dinky and Tiara.
It was a weird show. Like,
you called her Tiara.
No, I didn't. It was both Dinky. I never said this.
There was a show on Netflix and we watched Weep Complete in Netflix.
It was,
really
was it Toddlers and Tiara?
No, it was like home renovations, but it was based in like Vietnam or something, or somewhere like that. Anyway, and the people on it were called Dinky and Tiara.
Yeah.
How long did they know? We still say Dinky.
We don't say Dinky.
It's for the same word though.
Yeah, we don't say Dinky.
We use the word in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay, Dinky and Tiara.
That was really cool. Cut out.
Yeah.
Who wears the pants in the relationship?
Charlie Angels. Sorry, Dana.
Yeah, I'd say you.
Happy wife, happy.
I'd say you, yeah.
Yeah. What is my worst habit?
Worst habit? You're not clean. untidiness.
You're making out like a fucking smell.
Not as in like your smell, but you're untidy.
Yeah, I am really untidy. I've always been untidy since I was a kid. It's the ADHD. I can't put away something, I have to open something else.
Mm.
Just move on to something else.
I smell lovely.
You smell gorgeous, yeah.
Like, what do I smell like?
Apples.
Apples?
What's a body wash? Dates.
Yeah, I'm
sticky dates. Yeah,
everything good, dates. Cats are eating dates, cats are wearing dates, cats are smelling
dates. No, weird. There's dates good. Everywhere around the gap.
Lovely.
I missed them when I was there. So I really missed them. What's my biggest fear? I actually do have one of these.
I was going to say heights, but it's definitely not heights anymore. It used to be heights.
Spiders?
No, I'm not really that scared.
Really?
Dying.
Yeah.
Death,
yay!
It's everyone's fear.
Not their biggest fear. I think about it at night, can't sleep.
Off. Really? Oh, you get that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why people are side, you can just tell me. Because I'm probably also thinking about it.
And the chicken was thinking about death.
Like, why do you think about it in
sometimes,
my bed?
Yeah, like, just where are we going to be? And like, when we die?
The two of us.
Do we go and do another podcast? Like, so I can start, like, do we just go into another life?
Definitely.
Do you reckon?
Still together in the life.
I don't know.
That's it, I think, guys.
I have to say, them questions are shocking.
What? What did you want me to ask?
Just like different questions that we both kind of know. Like,
well, I thought a lot.
They weren't really like.
Here's some. What was my first job?
Pennies.
No,
in that takeaway.
Oh, baby care.
No. In the takeaway.
No.
Ah.
First job. You was in the crash, no?
No, that was way after Pennies.
Oh, Pennies, no.
No, not Pennies.
You've definitely said it.
Before the takeaway.
Subway. No. You did one day of training or something.
That was before Pennies.
Oh.
How many jobs you had?
I know, yeah. I have so many lives.
What did you do? Were you in this job for long?
It was kind of like a little side job, like when I was young.
Delivering newspapers.
Yeah, leaflets. Delivering leaflets indoors. You're just
winner.
You're not getting them right, Dano.
Oh, Dano.
Like, it's not a job.
That's a job. If you get paid for it, it's a job.
How much did you get?
50 a day or something.
Spoof.
I did.
Who's giving you 50 quid a day to deliver a leaflet?
Because it's...
You're walking out with 350 a week.
I wasn't doing it fucking 5 days a week.
Not
in school. I was literally in school. Like,
delivering the leaflet.
I think I was doing it once a week. Maybe I got more than that a day then. Once a week.
That's not
because
bad.
If you think about it, if even one person...
Who was paying you?
It was for my mom's friend's shoe shop. So if even one person buys shoes, they're already making their money, really.
Perfect.
You know? Well done, guys.
We were just happy to have Dana on.
He's so both
thanks
for
thanks
in.
Very much.
Is there
thanks
anything
for
else
having
you'd
me.
Like to say?
No.
Dana, you're really a man of few words. I can't believe you.
You know
that.
I am.
I know, yeah.
No, in different situations I'm not, but...
Yeah. But you're actually getting much better, more confident.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You look very smart.
Thank you.
Very smart.
I love your new hair. Are they going to start kissing or something now? Can we turn this off? Are we done?
Can't believe Graham didn't turn up.
I know.
God love him.
I'll drag him on for something again, then you've come back on, okay? So you'll be a professional by that stage.
I think you low-key learn him, seriously,
because you'll be four or five episodes in and he won't know what to be doing.
I think you low-key love it, like, coming on.
I don't.
He's going to take over one week. We won't come in and he'll do my own.
Would you do your own?
No.
So every week we do Secrets Unsolved. So every episode we always want to help you and give you advice, kind of the conversations you have with the girls in the bathroom of a nightclub or a sleepover with your best friends, just times when you need the girls. The girls' room. And we tell you things you need to hear, share secrets and advice, and just give you the real talk, the real tea.
Yeah.
It's Secrets Unsolved. So this is the first one. This is my second time writing in. Ooh, because the first time... Your advice really helped.
Woohoo!
We didn't ruin a life.
Yay!
Thank God, that's all my fear. I don't know if you remember, but I wrote this time last year saying I was 19, I never had a boyfriend, was feeling really lonely and single, and your advice was really helpful.
Aww.
Flash forward a year, and I've been seeing a boy since September, and I think I'm head over heels. He's taken me on dates, introduced me to his parents, he's been the sweetest person ever, and has always made his intentions clear. He got me the most thoughtful Christmas present, a really expensive sweater that I once mentioned I would love to get. And his parents even got me a little gift.
Aww.
The issue I have now is when he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend.
Ooh.
He asked me to be exclusive and said he didn't want to see anyone but me in early November. I don't want to go on forever with this man who isn't my boyfriend, even though I know we're exclusive. It's almost 3 months since we had the exclusive talk. Is he taking the piss now or just waiting for a good time? He keeps pictures of me in his wallet and honestly treats me like a princess. I'm scared of being hurt and him end up leaving. Am I being dramatic or right to be concerned that's taken him a while to officially ask me out?
What if he's waiting for Valentine's Day?
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
I think it takes longer when you're younger, you know.
Definitely.
Because my boyfriend at that age, I think it took him like 5 months.
Yeah. I feel like when you're older, your head is a little bit more screwed. Not to say that he doesn't know what he wants, but your head is a little bit more screwed on to kind of what you want. And
you're just...
There's no point.
Yeah.
Waste.
Yeah.
Like,
but by the sound of it, I don't think he's wasting, isn't he? Not like,
no. Oh, he seems lovely.
Really nice. And the really expensive square.
Oh, I love this.
I think,
hang on.
And he thought about it because he only mentioned it once.
I think, hang on, I think you could be a Valentine's girlfriend.
You could be a Valentine's anniversary, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she wants to know another week and she already has a girlfriend now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It happened already.
I think it's been 3 months since exclusive talk. I'd say give it another.
So seeing each other since September. So, and then in November, he said, let's be exclusive. And it's now...
3 months since then.
3 months, okay.
End of Feb. Month. Yeah, end of Feb.
End of Feb.
And I wouldn't just end it, I'd say...
Ah, here.
Are we together? Like, are you waiting to ask?
You'll know then. Because you'll know how he reacts to when you ask that question.
Yes. Well, he's given it all... Like, his parents got your presents.
Come on, like... parents are hardly buying, like, if he was... bleeding 2 times, they're hardly buying like
both.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
100%.
I'd fucking hope not anyway.
Give them to the end of Feb, see if it's Valentine's proposal or girlfriend proposal and see what he says. And then say to him then and see what he says, where his head's at.
Where are we
see
going?
What he's thinking.
Yeah. What do you see for us in the future?
Yeah. Because even though you're young, youngish, like you're still, you need to know. Yeah, you need to, your head be wrecked, like, even when he's being nice. So definitely. It's okay to be concerned, but definitely give yourself a time frame that, like, right, if it's not by then, I'm asking, and if it's not then,
don't
I'm
just plod along with it.
No, that's the worst thing you can do. Yeah.
End of Feb.
End of
Keep
Feb.
Us updated.
Please. Yeah.
Please.
We can all have a celebration.
Yay!
Yeah, we have phone friends. We usually put up a dilemma up on our Instagram stories, which is How My Drink Pod, and ask our followers to offer their advice on the dilemma. So this is today's dilemma.
I moved to Ireland a few years ago and I've actually been really struggling with boys and making friends here. I've this love-hate relationship with Irish lads. I am successful in dating in a way, but no one seems to be seriously interested in me ever. Just situationships and casual things. I'd love to find my person, but it's so exhausting being treated like this. I don't know how to even properly communicate with Irish men because loads of them who weren't ready for a relationship went on to get a girlfriend. Aww. Maybe it's because I'm not Irish and they just think I'm exotic and nothing more. Where is she from? I want to know. I'm so lost and I've given up, really. I've also found it hard to make friends with girls here. It wasn't my number one priority since I do have my own circle of friends abroad, but it would be nice. I just really don't know how to approach the girlies here.
Aww. And here's what you have to say. So this is advice from our listeners. Soulmates Run Club.
Cute.
Yeah, run clubs are really good places to meet.
If I could run. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you run and talk at the same time?
Yeah, true. You have to talk after it. Over a coffee.
Over a coffee. Yeah. Perfect. It's not you, girl. I know so many girls who have heard that line from a guy.
So true. Men will be with someone when they
want
to be. On their timelines. It's nothing to do with the girl they're with.
Mm.
Isn't that right, Della? Casual thing is often what leads to a relationship. If you like the guy, just give him a chance.
That's true. Focus on making friends. Lesh, why do I keep having...
You're talking so much.
Seriously, I can't stop. Focus on making friends. Less pressure than for a serious boyfriend who will spend so much time with you if you have a social life.
Find a sports club. Lots of have male teams that they group together for social events.
Find the men in the sports club.
Yeah.
Not a bad shout.
Sportsmen are the May West. So.
Yeah. Just go to a football pitch and wait.
When we were younger, we used to attend this football team's training and just and watch
them.
Yeah, we were like stalkers of the team.
Literally.
It was so weird. We go in our school uniform and just we like loved everyone on the team.
Jesus Christ! So. There are lots of meetups for other people who have moved here from abroad. I found them great.
Oh, that's nice. Actually, yeah, meeting people. I'm Brazilian and have found that same thing. I feel like guys thought I was sexy but didn't take me seriously. Now on dating apps, I rule out anyone who doesn't ask me about myself and just compliments my appearance.
That's good.
Love that. It's a good way to find people like who want the right thing.
Cut out the bullshit. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to one guy training session. Couldn't get the hang of it, but met two girls who I went to the pub with instead of training the following week.
It's very social thing. Like when you join a guy team, that's not... I don't think it'd just be like the serious teams, obviously, but small little ones, like, it's just
something to do. Yeah.
I think I would do that. Keep putting yourself out there and make connections. What you give always comes back. Love that one.
And then the last one then is friends will intro you to guys who will care about you. Find the girls and they'll lead you to the better guys. That's actually good.
True.
Because your friend isn't going to introduce you to a fella who's an arsehole.
Shithead, yeah. That's so true.
There you have it.
Well,
try them out. Oh, well, actually, who are you thinking of? I'm scared. Oh, fuck off. Is it who I'm thinking of? Oh God.
Yeah,
oh, only
true.
A small percentage of the time that happens.
Sometimes they don't mean to.
Yeah.
That's so true because they might have like a group of boyfriends or like no, they can tell because when you're from a different country and you move here, you don't have a background talking to anyone.
No, yeah.
Whereas
so
at
new.
Least when you have like a group of girlfriends or something, they can tell you, okay, that guy's horrible. I've heard this about him. Like that fucking Facebook page. What's it called again?
Oh, are we dating the same guy?
Are we dating the same guy?
Mad.
And you can get loads of goss on
people. See, someone put Sean in it. Well, it was the image of Sean.
Did they say his name Sean?
No. I don't think so.
Hilarious.
Sean like green screened the picture and your man was this bit
we need
of him.
On podcast, keep, we
I
need
know,
to
yeah.
Him in.
He needs to come
yeah.
back.
That's so fucking funny. That page is good too.
Mm.
But yeah, I think I love the one, what you give will always come back. I think it's all about timing as well. And
yeah.
Maybe it's not been the right time.
I wouldn't focus on the fella.
Yeah, and don't put any blame on yourself for like when boys don't say they're ready, say they're not ready and they get with someone.
Yeah.
That's their timeline. It's none to mm-hmm. you. You can send your phone friend or see some stalls in on our email address. It's homeidrink@growloudnow.com. Peak and bleak of the week. Can Dana do this as well? Can you guess what my worst was last week?
I don't know. It could be anything. Was I involved?
Yeah.
Well, me then, yeah.
Oh, Donna, not you in general.
What do you mean?
Oh, just we had an argument. Not
yeah.
You. You said just me in general.
You're a bitch now.
Yeah, just you.
Him thinking
I know.
That. What was your bleak of the week, Donna?
Donna.
Just yeah. Donna, oh. Yeah.
And my peak is that I love Donna's new hair.
What new hair?
What, do you get your new hair?
I have this hair all the time.
No, you don't, Donna.
It's getting a new haircut.
Hair. Yes, it is.
It's the same style and all.
Come here.
It looks different.
It'll be in the newspapers now. Donna got a hair transplant.
No.
Yeah, new hair.
Yeah, I do sound like that. No, I think it's very smart looking. It's much shorter.
It's just shorter, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the same style
and all. And also my peak isn't going to Norway.
When are you going to Norway?
When this episode comes out, it'll be the 12th.
Will you be in Norway?
You'll be in Norway on the 13th.
Yeah.
Will it be snowing?
No, you'll be in Norway on the 14th.
No, I'm going the 13th.
Oh, the
13th. Come home.
Yeah.
Will it be snowing?
No.
No.
Oh God, it's gonna be freezing. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's gonna be freezing.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Okay, peak of the week.
Peak of the week is Charlene's home.
No.
Oh,
that's a bleak.
He's gone for 2 whole days. Dano never sleeps well when I'm gone. Don't you know, Dano?
Not a great sleeper, anyways.
Dano?
No.
Oh my God, Dano.
I'm not.
You say, Dano.
Even like, the whoop tells me I'm not.
The whoop. Do you sleep with that on?
Yeah.
Do you?
The whoop has to tell me you're sleeping great.
How do you ever charge it then?
It has a charger or not?
You charge it for like. You charge put it on throughout the day. It's a
it does you for about 2 or 3 days.
Does it?
Yeah.
Dano, get one, it's good. Telling me you're sleeping well.
Not well, like, it's sorry.
Bleak. Something bad.
Real bad.
It's hard to think about something real bad. Don't think.
That's a good complaint, though.
Mm.
You didn't really.
Maybe you have the same as mine. Yourself.
Wait, watch it. No. That wasn't this week. That was last week.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
Here.
What day are you on?
I don't know what day it is anymore. That's how slow my time is going. Yeah, but that's basically, I think I count as. Yeah.
The week.
Yeah. How many bad things can happen from Monday to
Thursday? True, yeah. It's only been 4 days.
So would you agree that's your bleak?
Yeah, that would be in the bleak.
Oh.
Forcing to sign up, but yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
What
so
advice
do
you want to give to everyone listening?
No.
Have you asked her to be your Valentine yet?
She's always your Valentine.
You still have to ask.
Huh?
You still have to ask.
Yeah.
No. That's real cringy.
You sound first like me saying that. You probably sound like me. That's real. Love you.
Okay, thanks guys.
If you want to watch as well on YouTube, you can every Thursday at 12. The full video is out. Bonus episodes out on Mondays at 12. And
mm-hmm.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Bye. Love you.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.